It's Friday, November 12th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Wednesday, in the far north region of Cameroon, Africa, Boko Haram Muslim terrorists shot dead 3 men and a woman and wounded 4 others, reports International Christian Concern. Cameroon is the 42nd most dangerous country in the world to be a Christian, according to the 2021 Open Doors World Watch List. Especially in the far north, Christians are targeted and killed by Boko Haram in an attempt to rid the country of so-called infidels and establish an Islamic state. Please pray for the end of the Boko Haram Muslim insurgency and for the Lord to soften the hearts of militants who all too often are children forced to partake in heinous acts of violence. And pray for those who have been victims of terrorism, for the Lord to heal them and strengthen the church amidst persecution. Matthew 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." If you've been to the grocery store or to the gas station recently, you no doubt are feeling the pain in your wallet. All items are up 6.2%. Food is up 5.3%, and energy is up 30%. Appearing on Fox News Channel's special report, former Education Secretary Bill Bennett blasted President Joe Biden for the rising costs of goods.
Well, they're not good for Joe Biden. It is at once pathetic and calamitous. You know, there's the Midas touch where everything King Midas touched turned to gold. This is a family show, so I won't say what Biden's touch turns things into, but let's say mud. Whether you're talking about Afghanistan or energy or the border or any number of things, it's just been totally incompetent. The American people want to know where relief is. He's the guy who's responsible now. He's the guy who was going to bring us together. One last point. This was Lunch Bucket Joe, remember? The guy who connects with people across the kitchen table. He's not connecting with people across the kitchen table or anywhere else.
The Daily Wire is reporting that a plurality of U.S. voters want Biden out of office in 2022. That, of course, would be only midway through his midterm. But his approval ratings in various polls recently have plunged down into the upper 30s, and there have been a multitude of crises since he took office not even a year ago, from his southern border disaster and inflation to the economy, foreign policy, and Afghanistan. One USA Today Suffolk poll asked voters what they wanted Biden to do in the next year. The most popular choice of the 10 responses was to, quote, resign, retire, or quit, end quote. 1 in 5 voters wanted Joe Biden to go back to Delaware. A group of more than 80 U.S. lawmakers is expressing outrage that the Biden administration has decided to stop protecting the conscience rights and religious liberties of pro-life Americans, reports CBN News. Republican lawmakers are still demanding a response from Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra for his involvement in the dismissal of a lawsuit where a nurse was forced to assist in an abortion despite her objections. A letter, signed by dozens of lawmakers, was sent to Secretary Becerra and Attorney General Merrick Garland in August, accusing the men of dropping a case against the University of Vermont Medical Center, which had forced the nurse to assist in an elective abortion. The move was led by Republican Senators Tom Cotton of Arkansas and James Lankford of Oklahoma. In their letter, they said the nurse's conscience rights had been violated. They told Becerra and Garland, quote, "Your handling of this case is a profound miscarriage of justice and a rejection of your commitment to enforce federal conscience laws for Americans of all religious beliefs and creeds, and especially for doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals who object to abortion," end quote. Senator Cotton told the Daily Signal on Monday, quote, "The Biden administration needs to answer for why its health secretary, Xavier Becerra, is sabotaging federal conscience protection laws," end quote. Isaiah 59, verse 7 describes the Biden administration to a T. "Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways." And finally, a photo blog called Humans of New York captured compelling stories from the streets of New York City, including the story of an unnamed father who was ashamed of his past but became transformed by the birth of his baby girl, reports SunnySkies.com. He confessed that he and his girlfriend were drug addicts, and he had just finished 7 years in jail for robbery. But everything changed on Valentine's Day, 1992. He said, quote, "That's when I found out the baby was going to be a girl. Right away, I started buying all this girly stuff. I was excited. I became more civil. I was going to raise my daughter to be kind and respectful to everyone. So I became that person, and she became that person too. Every day I picked her up from school after work. We went to theaters and museums and Disney World 3 different times. Every year on my birthday, we dressed up and got tea at the Four Seasons," end quote. That kind of parental investment paid off. She became the valedictorian of her class, went to Duke on a full scholarship, and now she's in law school at New York University. The proud father said, quote, "I look at her and I think that she must have done all this by herself, because I grew up in the projects. So I always thought I had nothing to do with it. I did always teach her to work hard and do her best," end quote. His daughter recently told him that when she had to write an essay for her SAT, she called it, "My Father, My Hero." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.